$1,000. If you are using these averages as a goal for your retirement, let me be blunt. You are not on the right track. Even $1 million will not be enough by the time you retire because of inflation. Retirement is not one size fits all. How much should you save depends on what kind of lifestyle you want to pursue after retirement. But remember that inflation should be factored in. The $1 million you saved 40 years ago is worth less than half now. So invest in assets that store the value of your investment. That's the key to diversifying your portfolio. And there's nothing better than gold. I'm a big believer in this. Do you know that if you invested $1 million in gold 40 years ago, you'd be sitting on $50 million today? That could afford any lifestyle you want right now. I know you've got questions, and Noble Gold is a trustworthy resource for answers. Contact a Noble Gold representative to learn more about making saving a priority. If you didn't start early, it's okay. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Heidi Harris.
As Vegas gets close to reopening at 100%, will all the employees race down to get the vaccine before opening? We'll have updates.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
We know life gets hectic. Work, kids, sports. Who could expect you to remember ice for the barbecue, diapers for the baby, or maybe it's food for the dog? Can't get to Terrible's? Get Terrible's to you. With all the essential items you need, complete with contactless delivery right to your doorstep. And ordering couldn't be easier with the free Terrible Social House app or online at TerribleHerbs.com. You got this. Can't get to Terrible's? Get Terrible's to you.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions
apply. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ. Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden held his first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader since taking office, meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Suga Yoshihide. The president welcomed an old friend to the White House.
This is the first foreign leader to visit me in my presidency, and I'm really pleased to welcome such a close ally and good partner.
Through an interpreter, Suga says he looks forward to revitalizing the friendship between Tokyo and Washington.
Upon my visit to the United States, I wish to reaffirm the new and tight bond between us, and in order to realize a free and open Indo-Pacific, there are many common challenges, as well as emerging global issues, including COVID-19 and climate change.
Next month, Mr. Biden hosts South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Authorities say police seized a gun last year from the suspected shooter who opened fire with a rifle at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis last night, killing eight. Deputy Police Chief Craig McCart also confirmed the gunman's identity as a 19-year-old former employee of the company who last worked for FedEx in 2020.
I know a gun was seized in the one from last year, but that's all the information that I have on those right now.
New Englanders who had enjoyed an early new spring getting a kick in the pants with a storm that's packing powerful gusts, lashing rain, and heavy wet snow.
A foot of snow had fallen in the town of Spofford in western New Hampshire by midday Friday. The wind was gusting to 40 miles an hour on the coast. Snow fell from New York's Hudson Valley northward, northern New York, and eastward through New England. The wind and heavy snow were causing sporadic power outages and creating slippery conditions. Winter weather warnings or advisories are posted for parts of Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Check out the latest news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. The number of Nevadans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 but later tested positive for the virus has almost doubled. Local health officials say they know of what they call 96 breakthrough cases. Just last week, that figure stood at 58. Of the 96 cases, 51 have been identified here in Clark County. State health officials are analyzing those cases. As of this week, more than 650,000 Silver State residents have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. For the first time, Silver State homebuyers can now get some help with their down payment. A grant program is being funded by the Federal Home Loan Bank of San Francisco. The bank is partnering up with 36 of its member financial institutions to distribute the $11 million in grants. Greater Nevada Credit Union and Westar Credit Union are its Nevada partners. Under the grant program, eligible to low to moderate income households can get 4-to-1 matching funds up to $22,000 for their down payment and help with closing costs. With the summer season fast approaching, Circus Circus is looking to fill 100 jobs. They're holding a 2-day job fair today and tomorrow for seasonal jobs. You can just go to the Circus Circus website for more information.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Heavy volumes on the 15 right now. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour there northbound at Charleston into the Spaghetti Bowl. Also slow southbound 15 at Bonanza. And look for some congestion there. 515 westbound at Eastern and 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday. You know what that means. One of the things we do probably better than any radio show in America is celebrate what I like to call the best day of the week. Here we go, folks. Buckle up.
Oh, man. What day is it?
Oh, you know better.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week. It's the week. It's the time of the week that we celebrate. We work all week to get to this point. I just absolutely love it. It's been about 6-7 months since we had a chance to talk to our next guest. He is Joseph Amato. He is Nevada District Director for the Small Business Administration. And Joe, first of all, thanks for joining us. It's been a while. How you been?
Exhausted.
Besides busy.
It's been nonstop since March. And, you know, the more stimulus programs the Congress decides to roll out, the more work we have to do. And obviously people are hurting and businesses are hurting. So we're going along as best we can to keep up with all this.
Joe, let me ask you. I still talk with business owners who claim that you and your programs saved their businesses, restaurants, small businesses of all kinds. Do you realize the scope of the work that you've done and the businesses that you've saved?
Well, I have an amazing team, and we actually have a very, very strong national network. The SBA has always been the smallest cabinet agency in the United States, and we sort of had the roar this year to basically, you know, stand up to what was needed. Every day we're in that position where we're not only saving businesses, but saving the families of those businesses, not only the owners, but the workers. We understand the magnitude of not only what COVID did to the country, but what you know, had affected businesses directly. And we're in the forefront. Thank God that Congress, you know, saw fit to give us the funding, you know, billions and billions of dollars and trillions of dollars to basically get it out to the small businesses throughout the country. And that's what we're doing, not only here in the state of Nevada, but, you know, throughout the entire country.
With a new COVID-19 relief bill comes, I'm assuming, more money. Does that mean more money for some of your programs? And you've got a number of programs, the PPP, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, which I applied for. Does that mean that there's going to be more money in these programs?
Well, EIDL is basically running through the end of this year, and it's still fully funded. There's well over $100 billion left in that fund. PPP2, or the Paycheck Protection Program, is basically supposed to finish in May 31st this year with a wind down through June 30th. That is, the funding on that program is very near exhausted, not completely exhausted yet, but pretty close. Then we have now the Shuttered Venue Opportunities Grant, which is for live entertainment venues, museums, movie theaters, so on and so forth. That program is lightly funded, but was supposed to roll out a couple of weeks ago and is still in the process of rolling out. And then the fourth program is the Restaurant Revitalization Program, which also is getting ready to roll out in the next week or two. And that's specifically for restaurants, restaurant-orientated businesses, caterers, that type of situation. So there's two new programs under the new CARES Act, the SVOG, we call it, the Shuttered Venues Opportunity Grant, and the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, which is also a grant program as well. So of the four programs, EIDL is the only loan program, but very, very affordable, very amiable rates and terms. And then the PPP, the SVOG, and the Restaurant Revitalization Program are all grant programs.
And by the way, by grant programs, you mean that they're not loans?
They're not loans. They do not have to be repaid back. As I was just saying, as long as they use the money according to the terms of the grant program, they don't commit fraud, so on and so forth. It is a grant program. It does not have to be paid back.
Again, Joseph Amato joining us, Nevada District Director for the Small Business Administration, better known as the SBA. One of the things that I know firsthand from the EIDL program was you made it very, very easy to apply. It wasn't, you know, 25 pages and a business model and any of that stuff. It was stuff where it was like 6-8 questions. That's all there was. Is that what you're trying to still do?
Well, the original EIDL program was not that easy. It was like a monument of questions and paperwork and so. But it did end up being a very simple program when they sort of retracted, revitalized it. The restaurant revitalization program is simple. The SVOG program is not. It is quite extensive. But again, it could be a grant up to $10 million. You know, the businesses have to be prepared to provide the information and documentation to be approved. And the PPP program relatively is sort of in the middle. There is a lot of documentation that the banks require. Now, just one thing to clarify. The PPP program is the only one that is not funded through the SBA directly. It's funded through your local lender. The IDO program, the SVOG, and the restaurant revitalization program are all directly with the SBA. So that's a distinction that's very, very important.
And let me ask you, to small businesses that are still struggling, struggling to stay afloat, what is there for them right now today? Is there anything, is there any SBA program that is out there for them?
Well, the IDO program is probably the fastest in response time, unless you have a very good PPP application for your bank. And the IDO program, one of the major changes that just happened, it was originally capped at $150,000 per business. Only one business could apply unless you were in certain types of industries. It had just been increased in the CARES Act to $500,000 maximum per business. And then there is something called the Rosen-Cornyn bill, or its rule, or I don't know what it's called at this point. But Jackie Rosen and John Cornyn of Texas, Jackie Rosen of Nevada, helped to basically increase the EIDL loan to the original intent of Congress, which is up to $2 million. So the fastest basically would be the EIDL program. They have the EIDL advance. If you hadn't applied for EIDL, it's probably the fastest way to get money.
How has it been different for you crossing over from a Republican administration, the Trump administration, to the Biden administration? Was it fairly seamless, or did it take some adjustment?
I was originally going to say no comment, but I'll say fairly seamless.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Let me ask you, though, I think you've got as good a seat as anybody for the recovery. You have a ringside seat. You got great seats for this. I'm curious what you think of the recovery. How close are we to coming all the way out of this thing?
There's a light at the end of the tunnel, finally. I'm hoping by between June and September, you know, basically the economy will be very, very much energized, if not at a full roar. So I see a light at the end of the tunnel, finally. I see the states finally lifting restrictions, which is obviously hampered trade and commerce. I see some good things in the offing. Just in Vegas alone, going through the different restaurants that we've helped get PPP or EIDL, that are now applying for the restaurant revitalization program. The seats are getting full. They're definitely pushing a lot of meals, and it seems like it's starting to recover now. But I think we're going to be at full stride by June. And definitely, hopefully, by September, we should be at 100%.
Restaurateurs operate at a very small margin, 2-3%, maybe. Tell me what the Restaurant Revitalization Fund does and how it works.
Well, it's basically like most of the secondary funds that have come out, PPP2, SVOG, and the Restaurant Revitalization. They're all comparing basically what happened in 2019 when everybody was in full utilization to what happened in 2020. And the difference between those numbers are very, very important to the amount of funding that you get. I mean, I would basically take up all your airtime to explain every one of them in detail. But it's really a combination of evaluating what happened in 2019 to what happened in 2020. And then there's a sort of an analysis that goes on where you basically use multipliers and such to get the funding that's allocated toward your business for the losses you've incurred, you know, over 2020, which is obviously the point.
And just to recap, if you will, the programs that were in effect before, the new programs that have come into being, and the ones that expire soon or that lose their funding soon, can you go through that list again just so people can jot it down?
Okay, the EIDL program is the loan program. It is a loan right now currently up to $500,000, but it is going to be moving up to $2 million from what we understand. That is a loan that's a 30-year amortization, so it's like a mortgage, and it's at a 3.75% fixed rate, for 30 years. If you're a for-profit company, if you're a nonprofit company, it's a 30-year fixed at 2.75%. That is running through the end of the year. That's December 31st, 21, and that is still fully funded. And my understanding is it should have more than enough funds through the end of the year. The PPP program, or Paycheck Protection Program, is scheduled to end on May 31st. Funds will probably be exhausted before then. There was $309 billion in the PPP fund, and I think we're at the last $50 billion at this point. And it's, you know, it's starting to run out, but it hasn't run out yet. It could end, you know, the funding could basically continue until May 31st, but May 31st will be the last application taken for PPP. The SVOG program is a targeted program, or shuttered venues. It's for line of entertainment venues. It's for theaters, movie theaters. It's for zoos, museums, anyone that basically suffered a catastrophic loss between 2019 and 2020. And there's a different set of priorities of when you can apply, and that runs from a 90% loss to 75% loss and on down. There's a lot of paperwork that has to be involved in this, in what we call SVOG, including that you have to be registered in SAM.gov, and you also have to have a DUNS number in order to even apply. And then the last program is the Restaurant Revitalization Program. That has not, neither SVOG or the Restaurant Revitalization Program have started. They have been prepping businesses now for months now to get certain documentation available, and so that you can apply. You're applying through both of those through the SBA. And the Restaurant Revitalization Program has about less than about $30 billion available to it. My understanding is they will increase the funding in that depending on demand, but there's no guarantee at this point what Congress is going to do. Those are your four major programs.
And Joe, if folks want to reach out, if they want to find out more, what's the best way to do it?
They can reach out to my NVDO, stands for the Nevada District Office, NVDO@SBA.gov. If there is a very specific question, I've been doing this since last March. I'm insane because I'm answering about 400 to 600 emails a day. They can also reach out to me directly at joseph.amato, A-M-A-T-O, at SBA.gov.
Joe, thank you so much for all you're doing for small businesses, for families across our state. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Hopefully, we'll have good news that the recovery is complete, and we will talk again.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Ken.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Amato, Nevada District Director, Small Business Administration. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Friday. It's the day that we celebrate. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Still repercussions over, I guess this was yesterday. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio and a verbal battle. This is cut three, by the way. The verbal battle with Dr. Anthony Fauci and even Mad Maxine Waters got into it with the congressman. This was kind of ugly, but this was what happened earlier this week in a House committee hearing. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Jim Jordan.
We had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can, to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when.
What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But
I disagree with you on that.
When do Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?
You know, I don't think anything was censured because they felt they couldn't disagree with me. I think you're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
It's not a personal thing.
No, you are. That is exactly what you're doing. We have about 60,000 infections a day, which is a very large risk for a surge. We're not talking about liberties. We're talking about a pandemic that has killed 560,000 Americans.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Oh, I just love that. I love it. And then on Morning Joe, this was this morning on Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough